Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew
on Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
What do you do? All right. You know, you've been cheated on, but the person wants you back. How do you know? What do you do to test their, you know, their honesty? How can you tell?
Like, how do you know they're serious?
Yeah, how can you tell if they're genuine or not, you know? 617-288-1969. We were asking this because apparently Offset wants Cardi B back. Is that what it is, Melissa?
Yeah, he tweeted out last night, you know, he misses her. And the sources are saying he's been desperately, like, behind the scenes trying to get her back and all this stuff. And she's done. You could tell she's done. She's like, listen, I've been putting up with this for how long? Like, even when she said that they fell out of love, like, when you fall out of love with someone, it's really hard to get that back. So, but here's the thing, though. If he is serious and he does really want her back, she needs to, like, she needs to really, I don't know, put him through the ringer.
There's no
100%. You can't just let him come back and be like, okay, it's done. Like,
the way I see it, you come back, right? And you're extra nice. Let's say you're being legit, right? I'm going to see that extra niceness and go, you faking this. You're just being extra nice because of what you did.
Right.
Even if they're being genuine. You know what I'm saying? And if they're not extra
genuine, like Pony.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Is the word genuine? I don't even know. I said genuine for so many years.
People have said, right. You have said genuine, but it's genuine.
But, and if they're not being nice and genuine and stuff, I'd be like, see, you're not even sorry. So there's no, it's a no-win situation for the person.
Right. And that's why I've always said, like, I haven't had a guy cheat on me that I know of. But, like, I feel like it would be over no matter what. Because just like you said, I would never forgive him. I would always constantly bring it up because I would never forget. And then if he was being extra nice, he'd be like, you're only doing that because this happened. Like, you would never know if they really meant it or not.
And even if the person they cheated on me would die, I'd be like, yeah, but there's still so many more penises out there. You know, that's just one guy. So what if he happened to die? So that's the thing. It's like you got cheated on and you took him back. And don't act like you haven't done that because you know you have.
A lot of people do. It's,
yeah, a lot of people
do. Love makes you do some crazy things.
Let's talk to Michelle. Jackie, I swear I want to talk to Jackie. Jackie, you're going to be right after Michelle. Jackie's a cheater, but let's talk to Michelle first. Michelle, what do you think?
Hey, Romero. Okay, so first of all, here's what I think. If a man cheats on you or even if a woman cheats on you, and you take him back because they do the crying, they buy you stuff, they're never going to do it again. In the back of my mind, as a woman, I'm like, okay, well, you did it in the first place. So what did I, as a woman, do wrong? That's what I'm going to think. And then we're going to be intimate, and I'm going to think, did she kiss you better than me? Did she rock it up better than me?
See? And you're so never going to forget that.
Never, never. And for that, I feel like, why can't I just go be with somebody else, a real man, that I don't ever got to worry about doing that? And if he did it, he thought about it. And if he thought about it, you're already a pig. That's the way I look at it. And what is he, and what are they teaching their child? Like, let's be honest. Like, you're a mother now, so you know what I mean? Like, now it's time to step up your game, let him know what he did was wrong, kick his ass out, and move it on to the next.
There you go.
Okay, you go, just like that. It's that simple.
So aggressive. I 100% agree with what she's saying, because you're, at least I'd be second guessing every damn thing.
That's the thing. That's why I know personally I could never take someone back, because I would legit throw that in his face every time we could fight, every time.
All right, let's welcome Jackie to the show. Jackie, you were a cheater?
I was a cheater when I was younger.
You were a cheater. And you were caught, and you asked the guy to take you back and all that stuff?
Yeah, and it was like, I don't know, sometimes I didn't even actually want to get back with him. It was just, I don't know. It was like a sick thing. I don't know.
Let me guess. It was like a, you were doing it to see if you would, you know.
Sorry, I don't know if I wanted to say that.
No, you don't. No. Watch your mouth.
I apologize.
That's all right.
You know, but it was like, I don't know, I wouldn't even want to get back together with him, but it was like I needed it because I messed up and it was like,
you felt bad.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
well,
it's not even like, I don't know, but it's like because I've been on the other side, like I know like if a guy cheated on me, like I would be like, no, because once you get bored or like,
yeah,
you know, like you make it all better. Like, you're just going to go back to doing the same thing. Like, you've done it once before. Like, things will be good for a while. And then, like, you're going to want to do it again.
Right.
It would be more work for me, the person that got cheated on, because I'm like, I feel like I got to constantly, it's better. I feel like I constantly got to be looking good and being, you know, enough for my wife to stay with me. And she hasn't cheated. So imagine if she cheated, then I'm like, crap,
right.
I'm trying my hardest and it's still not working. I got to try even harder than my hardest.
But yeah, here's the thing, Romero, and everybody knows this. You could be in the best shape, look the most gorgeous you've ever looked in your entire life, and people can still cheat. It's got nothing to do with looks.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.